I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
Stupid Steelers.
Yeah, you're dumb.
When you steal something, I don't know, just steal something.
It has value as a point.
I sort of get it because, and we've talked about this 1,000 times, and forgive me, but like when I grew up in Longmont, Colorado, someone stole, and unless I'm remembering this wrong, the Sinclair dinosaur.
Oh, now that you got to respect.
You kind of do, but it's stupid because you can't.
What do you do with it after that?
You were able to get it, but you can never display it because you're busted.
Exactly.
You can't sell it. You can't.
It's just all you have to do is all you get is guy stole it.
You get the notoriety of being the dude who stole the Sinclair dinosaur.
Then what do I do with it?
You got
exactly.
So somebody stole a 1,000-pound concrete chicken in Alexander County, North Carolina.
It was like a mascot for a restaurant, or
I don't. It doesn't say. What do we need more details of this chicken?
Yeah.
They found the base of the chicken several miles away on the same road. Is it, Lil D, did you look this story up? Do you know anything? Are you even listening to the show? Do you know where this chicken was from? You don't. Nobody knows where the chicken is from. Who? I mean, yeah. So somebody just
all that effort.
I will say this. There was, when I was young, a mailbox that I coveted so hard.
Why? It was like shaped as a rooster or a fish
It was like a semi.
Oh,
I wanted to steal that thing so bad.
That's sweet.
So it was like, a Peterbilt, whatever. Yep. And then it was like facing the house. And then you opened the back to put the mail
the
in.
The trailer. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
And I would drive by that thing. And there were a couple times. And it turns out now that I'm older, I understand what it was. It was like, wasn't it? It wasn't an Allen wrench, but it was like a spline tool.
Forget it.
Yeah, but I have spline tools
back
now.
Back then, but who had?
And I drove the last time I was visiting my parents in good old Longmont, Colorado.
With your spline tool.
I literally brought the spline tools with me, and I was like, honey, I'm going to run out and see if there's, and I was going to try, and it's gone.
Oh, someone beat you with their spline tool.
Yeah, somebody had like cut the, like, it's like, they just cut the whole pole off.
You got to respect that.
Oh, man, I wanted that mail.
And everybody else, probably. Yeah.
But why? Because it was their mailbox.
And that's federal.
No, it's not.
Yeah, you steal mailboxes.
If I leave the no.
You smash. Doesn't matter what you do. The
you don't know that.
It's yes, I do.
The maximum security prison.
Shut up. It is not.
Yes,
if
it is.
If you mess with their mail, do not back. You're just backing him.
Mail or mailbox.
That's
receptacle.
Not true.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's why you can't walk into a post office and start jimmying their boxes or whatever.
That's different. You're on like a federal facility. This is just the receptacle of their mail.
That's
house.
Federal property, though.
It is not. It's my mailbox.
But it's their mail. So
oh,
it's
my God. Honestly, we were going to talk about stupid Steelers. Now we need this argument settled.
Well, we need to, in case we steal from a mailbox.
What you're saying is, I'm a U.S. senator and a governor, Rod Blagojevich. I have embezzled money, and I am sent to federal prison. And in the cell directly next to me, I broke a mailbox in Longmont, Colorado. No,
it's mail fraud. Is it going on in there? Yep. All that in your mailbox.
My God.
Need to be careful with your mailbox.
It's.
Yep.
My least favorite part.
I'm here to protect you. So your largemouth bass mailbox with its open mouth. Careful. It's not really yours.
I swear. A little part of me wants that semi mailbox again, but now I have to find it and I have to steal it and I have to make it known that I stole it. And I'm going to turn myself into the closest federal facility and see what they do. They're going to be like, you're here for what?
No, they'll take you down.
They've got pictures of the Unabomber up on the wall. I'll be like, it's me. I'm the mailbox guy.
Yep. Oh, it's going to be huge, man.
Dude.
You're going to make someone's career. They're going to be detectives. Going to get bumped up.
Okay. And so they're sitting there at their entry-level job, and they're making their careers making detective. I'm the guy who cracked a semi-mailbox case.
Yes.
Getting a Purple Heart for this.
It's been going on for decades.
All right. I wonder what county, what government office you get in trouble with when you do what this person did.
Okay.
A woman, someone stole their trash can.
Okay, that's
one of your
not,
big 50-gallon ones.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, the trash inside is clearly worthless. This is what I'm talking about with stupid stealers.
Yeah, what are you going to do with the trash can?
I caught one of my neighbors trying to steal my trash can.
They have a serial number on them. Mine do.
Well, now mine has my address written on big permanent marker on the bottom of the lid.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think
mad.
You're not allowed to do that. But wait, so you walked outside. Was it like dark and you heard your...
It was one of those days that it was like a little bit windy and it's like the it blows the trash can just far enough away from your house where you can't tell if it's yours or not, but it's still there, you know? And so I went to go get it and I was, you know, it was like 10 feet from where I left it. And I went to go get it and said, hey, that's my trash can, buddy. And I was like,
No, it's not.
Oh. And then I just took it and I went right in my garage and got out my giant, you know, like the
like huge Sharpie that like Sharpie. Steve is huffing on.
Yeah, exactly.
I just
threw that lid open, wrote my address, and I was like, not anymore, pal. Like, yeah.
There was you were high as a kite.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. You don't want to fight me now, man.
I can't be hurt. I'm on Sharpie. So then there's a couple other stories we want to get to, but we want to know the stupid stuff you stole. Now, we're going to give you extra points if you're a girl, because I don't feel like girls steal.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, and when girls steal, it's just like, okay, guys cheat in marriages, right? Get busted, get divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Girls cheat in marriages all the time.
Never get
don't get busted.
You're
because,
right.
And that's the same with stealing. Girls don't steal stupid stuff. They would never break a vending machine at a relations shop, steal only one $35 blow-up doll, and leave everything else. Is that a guy or a girl who did that? What do we think?
Yeah.
It's a guy.
Clearly a dude.
Yeah. It's like, oh, I gotta break it in. I'm gonna just get... just this one!
And it's his type, so you basically know.
A girl wouldn't do that. Was it a girl? Oh, it is a woman here.
Where would she steal?
A woman stole a single boot from Christian Louboutin shop.
Oh, that's understandable because it's Christian Louboutin.
What do you do with one boot?
Well, she'll come back later and grab you. You're not using that one, so I'll give you $5 for it.
Well, okay. It was a crystal studded thigh high boot. They reported it to police. Apparently $2,695 is how much the pair is worth.
So she's got over a grand. Yeah. Wow.
Unless
she's yep.
Oh my God. You and I have the same.
We solved it.
Or we know who she's selling it to.
Yes. Yep.
If there's like a Craigslist for prosthetic things, and it's like,
I got a deal for you?
Yes.
Yeah, I can believe it's a $2,700 pair of boots, but I'm just going to sell you one.
Because you
So some kid, a 19-year-old kid, has been stealing religious statues.
Oh, wow.
19 of them, all totaled.
Like all Jesus?
He stole a Mary Jesus statue. He also stole the Weber grill in the middle, a Virgin Mary statue, a Mother Teresa statue, a milk can, a vase, a lion statue, two more Virgin Mary statues, a St. Anthony statue, a bench flower pot, a wicker patio furniture, more wicker pattern. Now how much would you pay? The Madonna statue, another Mother Teresa statue, and more wicker.
God dang.
And if he would dig a little bit, you get that. Which one do you bury?
Oh, what's that tradition? Yeah, you bury it upside
Christopher?
Down. Is it in the backyard?
I don't think it's Christopher.
Yeah, you got to bury it upside down in the backyard.
Oh, God,
or something.
Now we're just going to be inundated with realtors going, you guys actually. Nobody cares, dude. I was totally kidding. When I was trying to sell my house, oh my God.
You did it! Because it wouldn't sell, so you wouldn't.
So my realtor, Ben, actually gave me one, and he gave it to me, and then I was like, okay, cool. God, and Ben listens to the show. I'm so dead. I was like, okay, yeah, I totally did. And like a few days later, my house sold. And he was like, see? Now you gotta dig it up or whatever. And I'm like, so then he like, I had to like go find it in my glove box and rub dirt on it.
Yeah,
I dug it back up. Never happened.
Dude.
I never buried it.
I respect
because
that.
The other thing is there's 12 different ways that you're supposed to bury it.
Which one?
Head down facing your house, but then people go, no, he's gotta be head up looking away into the distance.
Like,
so
what?
You can move away. I'm like, no, if he's giving you the blessing, doesn't he have anything?
So it's anyway, Joseph.
Thank you. Stop calling. How many people called with the answer?
Nobody.
Okay. Wow. So is anybody even listening?
No.
All right. So what's your favorite religious statue? That's what we're talking about. Is it not?
I go Broseph too. Say Broseph. Yeah.
We're actually talking about the ridiculous stuff you've stolen. We're calling it stupid stealers. If you stole something epic, I don't know. Maybe you did it in a stupid way. Mm-hmm. We just need your story to be stupid and stealing. Sarah.
Yay!
Stupid stealers.
I stole our own stroller back from our neighbor.
Heck yeah.
All right. Feels like you're on a rope, Mission Impossible style, looking for the knock list. What happened?
Like I jumped over. She borrowed our stroller, and I kept asking for it back. And it was always like, oh, it's my husband's car. Oh, it's here. Oh, it's there. I'll bring it back. It never happened. So at this point, it was just like the principal. So she left it on their back porch one day, and I totally jumped our fence and like threw it back over our fence and took the giant Sharpie and wrote our name on them.
There you go.
And those things are expensive. I'm not just going to like let this like $200 stroller go.
Yeah.
And then she had the audacity to post on like our neighborhood like Facebook page about how somebody stole her stroller.
What? And, did you tag yourself in it going guilty and P.S. it's mine?
I almost like just let it go and was like, no, no, I commented on it and I was like, yeah, I found my stroller on your back porch. Have a nice rest of your afternoon, and just left it at that.
What? She didn't say anything? They'd come to blows over the back fence or anything?
Wow.
Oh, no, there was like, I think like 70, yeah, about 70 people liked my comment on that. And then you like,
you got more likes than she did.
And it was totally fine after that. Like, it wasn't, if she just would have returned it when I asked for it, it wouldn't have been a big deal. But if I was more impressed with my ability to jump our back fence.
And hurl a stroller,
right? Right. Those baby Bjorns aren't light, are they?
Some of them, like the Kiko or whatever you call them, they're legit. Thank you for the call, Sarah. You're a smart stealer. Is it stealing when it's yours?
You were on someone else's property to get it. Yeah, that's
possession
is
9/10 of the law. Kind
that's
of thing.
A tough one.
Smarty Marty, smartest guy, got more credits than anybody.
Yay, gentlemen.
Yay.
You're a stupid stealer. You seem like you'd be a smart stealer.
Well, yes, I was already graduated, and the 21-year-olds came down from this small town where the university is, and they so we go to a bar, and it's. But 1 a.m, I said, we got to go to this other bar. They have the best wings. And so 20 of us pile in. We get to that place. I'm the only one in the bar waiting for these wings. And the guy doesn't give me the happy hour special because they had happy hour like midnight to 2 a.m. And he's charging me double. And he goes, well, your boys just stole the big Budweiser banner outside. Do you want me to call the cops? And you better tip. And so I spent like four times what I should have to spend on all these wings. And I go back out there and I'm like, guys, why'd you steal the banner? And they said, well, we put it back. And I said, well, go get it now that I paid for it. So they climbed up and ripped it down. And when we all woke up in the morning, they all signed the banner for me. And,
you didn't really pay for the banner. You just paid overpriced for wings, but so you're still kind of a thief. The first half of your story was what we call justification,
there
Marty.
It is. Yeah.
You're not. Yeah. But it was a fantastic story. I'd love to come see your Bud Light banner at some point. Thank you, Marty. Katie.
Yay.
Stupid stealers.
I stole a fire hydrant.
What?
How do you?
You can't. How does?
We gotta know.
I know it's a crazy story. Me and my girlfriend. Well, our high school was getting redone at the time. They were kind of remodeling it, so they had some fire hydrants in the kind of on the side of the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
On the top of this big hill, so we rolled one down the hill, picked it up, and those suckers are heavy. Uh-huh. I don't even know. We got it into the car, put it in the trunk of our car, and we took off.
Nice.
What do you do with it?
Did you put it in like your garden or what do you do?
You know, she kept it, actually. She kept it all through college and stuff. I'm not sure what happened to it after then, but she kept it for years after that, just kind of as a...
Because then you're just that person who has the hydrant. Because I remember the people who stole the blinking road sign.
Yeah,
you know?
So right, illegal. Right,
yeah. Totally illegal, but then like you have to hide it, and you can't turn it off. So it's just like in your living room, constantly going... So we would throw towels over it in our dorm room
and
try
heat
to like,
up and get hot.
Yes, and you're like lighting fires. It's not worth it stealing certain things. I really want to know how much they weigh.
The hydrants?
Yeah.
I mean, it took us a second to get it into the car. That's for sure.
God, that's kind of awesome.
It is.
Thank you for the call. You could never steal, like, the water pressure. That's impossible,
you're right?
Right. You have to have them before it's installed, apparently. Dylan.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Hi.
Stupid Steelers.
I stole a chair from Chipotle.
Just as you're walking out, you just drag one out behind you?
Well, you know, my buddies knew that I would do pretty much anything dumb if they could convince me. So they told me, hey, I know you've taken a few baskets from here. I know you use them all the time. What are the odds you take a chair? So I grabbed a chair, and I started walking like I was moving it towards another table. And my buddy opened the door for me, and I just sprinted out and put it in the trunk of my car.
Get out.
And nobody chased you?
No, but I got death stares for the next month or so when I walked in there. And one time I wanted to see if they knew who I was. So I picked up another chair and started moving it. And some person came out from behind the counter and just kind of took off at me. So I just put the chair down and left.
So they, like, your picture was up somewhere. They had footage of you. You're the chair guy.
Oh, no. I got away with it completely, but yeah, I can go in there now.
Wow, okay.
You need to grab a table.
Yeah, you need two more chairs. Thank you for the call, man. Stacy.
Yai.
Stupid Steelers.
20 years ago, for our high school senior prank, we decided to steal the rival school's mascot, which was a giant steel letter in their front area. We had to go solder it off.
Ooh.
We didn't actually, we were trying to get it to our high school in the front yard area so that it would be presented the next day when everyone came to school. Unfortunately, there were police officers out in front of our high school, so we had to drop it off at another high school in my brother's truck, and turns out that they got the license plates 3 days later, showed up at my house asking for my brother, asking him, why did you steal this mascot? And my mother, who knew the whole story, said, no, you don't want him, you want her.
What? Oh!
She's the welder in the family. He was just the getaway driver. That is awesome.
Nice.
Did federal time for a letter
yes.
A. If you still got more stupid Steeler stories, we'd love to hear them on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.